Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
All right, so have you gotten your extra bison yet? So are you planning to on Saturday?
I will absolutely do so Saturday morning. I'll load up for next week. You better believe that.
Because it's so good. I know the bison chili.
National Bison Day.
Yes.
Saturday, people. Go get your bison.
Where do you come up with these things? But it's a great excuse to have a promotion.
It is.
And it really is. So what is it again? You tell me.
I screwed it up 2 days ago, but I got it right yesterday. So Saturday is National Bison Day.
Right.
Our friends at Good Eats Kitchen, they use bison. It's wonderful, but it's also a leaner meat as well to keep your calories low. So on National Bison Day, on Saturday, if you go into any of the Good Eats locations, you buy any of their meals, you get any bison meal 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, if you mention Matt's Moment, then they'll give you an additional 20% off your entire order. So this is an awesome chance to go load up on food for the week, really inexpensive, and eat all of the bison chili.
And they're so good. There's a breakfast bison meal and everything. So 3 locations in Baton Rouge, and they've got one in Lafayette, too, and they're online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
World Series came to an end yesterday. I was so bummed.
It was really sad.
In your household
and,
too. My God, y'all are such Astros people.
Right. Will Harris looked
like he was having a bad day. So Will, of course, and Bregman, LSU guys, came up on the short end, and the game was tied when the Astros were up 1. Will came in and gave up a 2-run homer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. Before game 6, Will had not allowed a run in 10 appearances in the postseason. And then allowed home runs in game 6 and 7. So, super disappointing. A great year for Will Harris, but a disappointing end. I think that the tank had just emptied. But you know what's fascinating about this? People keep asking about Mattress Mack.
Yeah.
So, have you seen the story?
I've seen the headlines all over social media.
So, Mattress Mack is Jim McInvale, and he owns Gallery Furniture in Houston. He's a philanthropist. He's probably worth $100 million thereabout. Well, he runs a promotion that would refund purchases of $3,000 more if the Astros won the World Series. So, naturally, people went and bought a crap load of furniture thinking if the Astros win the World Series, they're going to get refunded.
Oh my gosh.
He had about $20 million in liabilities that if the Astros had won the World Series, he was going to have to refund $20 million. Well, his hedge was that he went to all these sports books, all these casinos, and made bets on the Astros. So he ended up betting about $13 million that would have won him $25 million. So if the Astros had won the World Series, he's refunding $20 million in furniture, but he would have won $25 million from sportsbooks.
That is incredible.
So, he's going to be just fine, right? So he lost $13 million in sportsbooks, but he sold $20 million worth of furniture.
Right.
So when you look at the net, it's going to be close. It was a hell of a hedge. It was a lot of fun. And, I mean,
the publicity.
The publicity has got to be worth more than anything. So, but Mattress Mack, you know, Michelle, Mattress Mack, after Harvey hit Houston a few years back, he opened up all of his furniture stores to flood victims and were like, just come and stay. He just let anybody just come in and stay. Stay in the bed, sleep on the couch, whatever.
That's awesome.
He's a great man, a great philanthropist, and this was a lot of fun to follow as well, even though disappointing for the Astros.